Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu, and in this episode, I want to talk about taking a break when you need it and that it is completely okay to do. So let's jump right in. So I do want to point out a few things, and as you guys may have noticed, I've been absent for a bit of time, and part of that is with exactly what I'm going to be talking about this episode, but another part of that is I was literally about to record this episode a couple weeks ago, and my microphone decided to completely stop working. I've tried so much to fix it, I then decided to look into buying a new microphone, and basically anything that I thought was a solid choice and a good recommended microphone, they were sold out, probably due to the holiday times. I then decided to try and record off of my AirPods, and the audio was trash. So now we are resorting back to the traditional phone voice memo option. And you know what? If this is the way that's going to get me to finally record the podcast that I've been wanting to record, then I'll do it. And hopefully you guys can manage on through. But back to the actual purpose of this podcast, it's that I've also taken a longer break because if I'm being honest, I've just not only been busy, but also just not properly organizing myself. I was so strong for nearly 8 to 10 months of posting a podcast every single week. And then once I graduated, I posted on my blog almost every week as well. But then I just got a little stressed. And when I get stressed, I tend to neglect a few things. And I had just a lot of things going on, whether it was actually like the pressure was actually there or whether I just kind of built it on myself, and adding stress just makes me even more stressed almost in some type of cycle. I started feeling, just a lot of things between my part-time job that I have, which I currently do full-time hours on. I have a contracting job, a marketing one. And then I also mentioned in a recent episode that I am starting a certification of personal training along with other things that will be coming after that. But all of that, plus obviously the pressure that I do put on myself for Bold Centennial, the brand, which is the one thing I love, but I've somehow ended up neglecting because of the stress that everything else was involved in. I ended up, just kind of not prioritizing taking care of both the podcast and the blog. And I really do hate that. And honestly, doing so was really rough on me because I remember this was more so a couple months ago, but I would very much tell myself and some of my friends too that I just felt like I was failing myself and failing my brand and failing anyone that's actually listening or reading to what I have to say. I just felt like for people who are following me, I just felt like I wasn't doing the best that I could. And so after a good amount of reflection, and I do mean a good amount of time, I think I've had nearly 3 months now to think about this, I truly realized that, you know what? Taking a break isn't a bad thing. I think when it comes to different things in your life, especially when it comes to creative tasks or things that require a lot of time and dedication, sometimes you need a little time off just to almost like reset your brain. I know for me, when it came to taking this break from Bold Centennial, it felt good to have a creative break, to get my ideas again, it kind of be able to, without any pressure or any stress of anyone, be able to come up with new ideas, new thoughts, new concepts that I wanted to do without, having like this creative requirement that I have to post every single week, but also try to figure out my own schedule again. With everything going on, I also didn't at one point have that many hours for my marketing job. I certainly didn't have this many hours at my part-time job / full-time, I guess, now. But I think I've just put a lot on myself. And usually the more amount of stress that I end up putting on myself, the more I feel the stress almost. Like, I could feel just a little bit stressed, but knowing that I have this little bit of stress and that I have a little bit more to come to do and more hours to put in puts a little bit more stress on me, which gets me a little less creative. That less creative makes me even more stressed. And then I just almost stress myself because I am stressed. And it's probably not a good thing to have this way of thinking, but sometimes I just get in these periods and that's what happens. And that's why I say that sometimes you just need a break. I remember when I was younger, and still do now, but I often watched a lot of YouTube, and it came to the point where people were very, very, very consistent. And the ones who almost didn't allow themselves to take the break that they needed, they felt like they were almost like drowning more and feeling more stuck and just more unhappy, honestly. It just felt that way. But those who did allow themselves to skip a week just because they weren't feeling it or give themselves a little extra time off just because, those were the people who just felt happier, felt like they knew what they were doing, felt like they knew what they wanted to talk about. And I only made that conclusion recently that this creative break was required. It was needed. It felt good. And I'm really glad that I took it. And if you need a break for yourself, please take it too. I've had time to kind of reassess when to fit my workouts in, when my best time is for writing, when I can fit my contracting job in, and of course, find time for myself and my friends too. I feel like I have been able to, despite the fact that I have been a little bit neglecting Bull Centennial, I have been able to spend so much more time on myself. And also for the first time, I think I'm truly finding a real connection with my friends that I don't think I ever really had growing up. And I think it's because I was always so focused on the any form of work that I was doing. So being able to find that new balance now is really important to me. And I think I'm getting there slowly. But it's funny because I was actually going to make a podcast about this topic a few months ago because I had a friend who was going through something very similar and I had to keep telling them to take a break when they need it. It is okay to take a break. If you need to take a break to kind of put your thoughts together, get it figured out, then do so. And the more that I said it, the more I was like, okay, I want to do it, but I just feel like I need to not talk about this yet, to stall on the topic. And ironically, I think now is truly the best time. Now that I have taken that advice almost for myself, it is the best time for me to tell you that you also can take a break. I think that if you don't take a break when you need it, you will fully overwork yourself, stress out even more, and just think that all around, it isn't a good idea for your own mental health. Like I said, the more stress that I get, the more, basically what I'm going to try to say is, the more stressed I get, the more stressed I get. The more that I know there's stress on me, the more stressed I will be. And it's just, I kind of realize that sometimes I just need to take a step back, take time for myself. It may mean that I'm a day behind in whatever I'm working in, but then I will come back even stronger. And sometimes, depending on what you're doing, a day isn't enough, and that is completely okay. And just like I always insist to spend even just a couple of minutes on yourself every day, sometimes you need to take a break from doing certain things to focus on yourself. Perhaps even reflect on if this is something you really do want to do or pursue. If you continue to just push yourself without taking that necessary time for yourself, I just know from experience that that's when you're going to start doing things either for the wrong reasons or not doing things to the best of your abilities, or you'll have perhaps even a worse crash when it really comes to it later. So that's why I think after a certain amount of time of kind of being very much stuck in my ideas and stuck about what I was going to talk next, I would always come up with those ideas. So every podcast that I've put out so far, I genuinely mean it. I have put everything that I know and can do into them. But sometimes it just took so much more energy, it felt like, to actually brainstorm the topics and actually come up with what I wanted to say. And that's when I've kind of decided towards the end that, you know what? I will pause, I will figure me out, we will come back to it, I know that I want to, and it's almost like a very healthy thing in some way, where taking the break kind of made me realize that the more that I am realizing I want to come back on means that I really am doing the podcast and the blog for the right reasons, and that I miss it, and I'm really glad that now I almost get to do it in the right headspace. I really want anyone listening to this episode right now to know that if you need to take that break, take it. I know that for me, it is about Bolt Centennial, and not everybody can relate to a blog or a podcast or anything of that sort, but also it's valid for a whole bunch of different aspects in life. Whether you need to take a break from, if you play music, if you do anything creative, painting, if you, even things non-creative. I've had friends before who tell me that they need almost a break from their friends to focus on themselves again. And that was weird to me at first, but it completely makes sense too. Sometimes you just need a quick pause from different people in your life to focus on you, and then you can get back to them and give them yourself again, and it'll be good. And sometimes I've seen people who need to do this with fitness. Sometimes if you are just working out consistently, giving it your all, I'm going to be the first to admit that this last week, I think I worked out once. I think I did a 20-minute jump rope session, and the rest of the time, I kind of focused on me, on things I had to do, on work. And in a weird way, yes, I don't feel the best knowing that I've skipped a few workouts, because this is probably the most workouts I have skipped in a row. But also, I'm very glad with everything that I've been able to do instead of that workout, and I know me, and I know that I will get back to it. So if you truly think you need that break from fitness, and it's not just for any reason, but that you're too lazy to do it, then take that break. Maybe a break from a hobby or a side hustle that you're doing. Whatever it is, give yourself that time off that you need. There's no reason why you should feel guilty about focusing on yourself. As long as you know when you come back to it, you can actually put in all your energy and do things for the right reason, then take that break also for the right reasons. I think in the past, and even during the beginning parts of this break, it was really easy for me to feel guilty. Feel like because I was taking this break for an unspecified amount of time, I didn't know if I was returning the following week, in 2 weeks. And unfortunately, kind of, it took me 2 to 3 months. I felt like I was disappointing everyone. And part of me, yes, still kind of believes that. But like I said, after reflecting and kind of being so excited to come back, I now know that I really did need that break for me. It has gotten me excited once again to post episodes and plan some blogs. And I'm so proud of the blogs that I've been posting recently. And I've started to find a better flow for everything that I have going on. And knowing that I have this new schedule and using my planner again to organize has me feeling less stressed, allowing me to be more creative, and ultimately break that weird, crazy cycle that I put myself in. I think that's all I have for you. It's a more straightforward episode, but I really hope that you take it seriously and that you do realize that if you need that break, you take that break. You deserve that break. As long as you get back to it and you actually take that break to focus on you and not do anything that, you know, gets rid of any progress or whatever that you're doing, then take it. I really like these types of episodes because honestly, I start speaking and giving advice to you guys and reflecting back in the process. And in some way, it almost makes me reflect more and take my own advice because I'm saying it out to the open. And then I kind of realize that I should be saying this to myself too. So you know what? I think it's a healthy episode for everyone involved. And talking through these things in my head with you guys, it just helps. But I just know that this is a fairly straightforward piece of advice that I think more people need to know and accept, and it's perfectly all right. Now, that's all I have for you today, and if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. So, what have I been up to since the last episode? Because it's been a little while. I am nearly done the course to become a certified personal trainer, and I'm so excited about that. I have a few more certifications that I want to do after that. I have some in nutrition and a little bit in business and some other side things, but the main one that I'm so excited to actually officially get into is the personal training. And yeah, super excited about that. I have a few kind of unofficial clients right now, and I'm so proud of the people that I've been training and just the work that I've been putting into it and seeing results, and it makes me very happy. And I've been getting more hours, like I mentioned, at my contracting job, which has definitely added some stress on me, but I'm also proud of it. I used to be an intern there, and to know that they've trusted me to keep me on as an actual employee and then progressively giving me more hours, it truly is something that I am proud of and happy about. And I have also been enjoying more time with friends and hanging out since the start of quarantine. And honestly, I've been really enjoying myself more socially, I guess. I've been sticking with the same group of friends, so I do believe that we're all staying safe, but it just feels good. I feel like it's one of the first times in my life, which I really do think I have my few closest friends and my few friend groups, which I truly love to do everything with, and I'm very happy with it. And I also think I've been putting in more effort in myself all around. On my days off or times that I go out, I've been truly trying to put more effort in just the minor things, such as like my clothes, and I've been trying to find myself or my style more so lately and just having fun with it, wearing things that I don't necessarily have or things that I haven't worn before or haven't pieced together before, or trying new looks or buy new things that I've told myself that I could not pull off, and then I wear them and turns out I love it on myself. That's what happened 2 days ago, and I'm so happy I bought that piece of item. But yeah, that, and I've been putting some more energy in my makeup lately. I think I have always loved makeup, but I think I took a break from it, and then I think that break turned into being lazy, and now I've been having fun with it again, and I'm very happy. And I've also been cooking more and truly trying to incorporate more whole foods and veggies. I'm a very, very picky eater, but I've been determined to, even in small amounts, add what I call a hidden good in like whatever I can. If I make a sandwich or a wrap, I'll add spinach. In pasta, I'll add tomatoes. And yes, it's a fruit, but it's better than me not incorporating anything in. Or I even tried some wilted spinach, which is crazy for me to add. I've been adding protein powder in like random things like yogurts and pancakes. And if you guys know that, I think it's the GIF. My friend used to, and then we can start the whole debate between GIF and GIF, but it's GIF, it's fine. But if you guys have seen that one where it's like this man with his arm out, like sprinkling like salt or whatever, my friend sends that to me all the time and tells me that that is the definition of me, because I'm always trying to sneak like a couple extra goodness, healthy things into whatever I already like to try to make it slightly better. And she's always like, this is you with your protein and your hidden veggies, which I think is so funny. And that's basically, if you think of me, you should think of that. And yeah, it's just a conscious effort that will take a while, but has made me happy to cook more and make bigger batches to have easily healthier foods for other meals, and just be proud that I'm trying new foods or incorporating new foods in whatever I can. But yeah, that's the little summary of the last few months. And with that, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.